The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Friday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It is Jeff Parlay, ladies and gentlemen, in for Kelly Bidlin this morning, producer number 5 and 8, also a Bet Center host on the weekend, though not on Sunday. Jeffrey, you're taking Christmas off? They're giving you Christmas off? Is that what's up?
I mean, yeah. It's Patrick and Michael at early in the morning, and then some original programming. The rest of the day, that is Christmas and holiday in 2022 specific.
Yeah, Kelly and I going through our best bets of the 2022 calendar year. It was a tough choice. We had a lot of big ones this year. So look forward to that on Sunday. Today on the show, none but football. Nothing but football. Matt Brown will join us from the Final Countdown, give his NFL plays of the week. We'll also have Dr. Bob in here, give us his college and or pro plays of the week. Michael Craig on college football from Right Angle. We'll do that as well. And Chris Felica, Jeff, who leads the Matt Eumann's Medical Marvel Circa Friday Football Invitational currently. I believe that's the official title of that contest. So he will join us as well, give his bowl thoughts and his NFL thoughts for this weekend, because he's got to hone in on what his five picks are going to be for that. So we look forward to that. And he's going to have some Jets comments, which I guess is where we should start today here momentarily. Oh, also, top five Christmas songs. We do this every year. Top five Christmas jams. I've got a lot of submissions for the committee over time. Joe Pita and Chris Felica have been lobbying me on a song for quite some time now. So we'll see if that makes the top five. There will be some honorable mentions as well. We'll do that. And we'll also talk about this executive poll that was taken by Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network yesterday of NFL executives, 26 NFL executives, 15 of whom are GMs on almost all the awards. Notably, they did not discuss comeback player of the year. Apparently, even the GMs and the front office members of the NFL were like, yeah, we have no idea what that even means. So they didn't chime in on that. But that exercise might give us some insight as to where we are too close to the sun as sports bettors in terms of the market and where we might have it right. But this has kind of been my point all along with these awards. We kind of have no idea. We might be too close to the sun on these, but we'll get to that, and hopefully that will provide some insight for those, because you can still bet them, that's for sure. But we do start with the Jaguars and the Jets last night, and Jeff Parlay, lifelong Jets fan, is here, and well, maybe that's appropriate. Jeff, I'm so sorry. Pouring out a 40 for the New York Jets. Great DRS, ladies and gentlemen. Jaguars 19, Jets 3. This was a great day betting-wise for yours truly, Jeffrey, between the Jaguars and Air Force yesterday, the force that is air, who got it done in money line situations. So Air Force money line, Air Force against the spread. And then the Jags money line yesterday, the under in the game, the under in the second half. It was just really increasingly poor weather during this game. But the story is the Jets and the Jets' inability to do anything with Zach Wilson at quarterback. Let's just go. The first half drives for the Jets were this. Let's start from the beginning. Jets field goal, Zuerlein 37-yarder. The Jets actually led 3-0. The Jaguars spotted them 3 points, first drive. But then a 6-and-out, 5-and-out, 3-and-out, and then the end of the half on an interception that Zach Wilson threw up for Devin Lloyd. Wilson played Wilson's stats at halftime, 7 of 13 for 78. No touchdowns, one pick. He was sacked twice. The Jets mustered, and I do mean mustered, not that mustard, but the other one, 3 first downs in the first half, 1 of 6 on third down, 66 total yards on 21 plays. Jeff, is that good? I'm curious. Is that good? 66 total yards on 21 plays, 4 rushing yards, 4 of them, 4 more than you got, Jeff, and a 20-11-944 disadvantage in time of possession. Bill Barnwell after the game, I don't think Zach Wilson's getting better. I think he's getting worse. Second half began. The Jets had another 3-and-out. They got the ball first. Really, the Jaguars just knew they had to kick field goals to win this. It was insurmountable pretty much at 13-3, let alone 16-3 and 19-3. But the second drive of the second half, Robert Saleh and coaching staff had finally seen enough. And Zach Wilson ended his day 9 of 18 for 92, 0 touchdowns, 1 pick, sacked 3 times. And in came Chris Streveler. So let's just say this, say it how it is. The Jets, with a playoff position on the line, decided to bench the number two pick in the draft from a couple years ago for Chris Streveler. Who, by the way, what's your most fond memory of Chris Streveler's college career? Mine too. Chris Streveler comes in and, by the way, gives the Jets life. Now, here was the funny thing at this moment, because everybody was texting each other, 16-3, it's the secret score. This is where the team comes back, based on recent primetime football history. Talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Los Angeles Rams comebacks recently. And sure enough, they matriculate the ball down the field. They even convert a 4th-and-4 at the Jacksonville 25 with 12:54 left, and it looks like maybe it's happening again. But no, Streveler incomplete, intended for Wilson on a subsequent 4th-and-2 at the 13. But here was the deal. That one drive from Streveler, they had 74 yards of total offense and 4 first downs, did the Jets. Up until that point in the game, 87 yards and only 3 first downs. It's really, there's nothing else to say. Jacksonville 19, the Jets 3. And by the way, let me just say this, because some great points made all across the board. I want to bring you in, Jeff, for this, because I will even say this about Doug Peterson of the Jaguars. I thought they did a lot that was odd last night and still coasted to victory. That first field goal they kicked when they were up, I believe it was 10-3, was a 45-yarder in the slop of the rain and everything. I'm like, I don't think you should kick this. And they got away with it. Riley Patterson connected to make it 13-3. That was one sort of funky decision made by Peterson. That was the second field goal attempt of the game, to be accurate. You know, it was a 4th-and-3 at the 27. And then late in the game, their refusal to milk the clock and just get out of there. They almost got Trevor Lawrence killed on one play. I thought that was odd, too. None of it mattered in the end. And it really does, if you juxtapose it against the Urban Meyer year, good God, how bad must he have been for this Jaguars team, who is now a half game behind the Titans. If the Titans lose on Sunday, let's just say they do lose their football game on Sunday, next week's Jaguars and Titans game are meaningless to those two teams. By the way, might be to their, certainly is to the Texans in the one case, might be to the Cowboys in the other, but it will be meaningless. If the Titans lose to the Texans on Sunday, next week's games, as far as the Jaguars and Titans are concerned, will be meaningless because the two teams meet the final week of the season. So, Jeff, I felt bad for you and all the Jets fans, because it's just like, that's a playoff-ready football team besides the quarterback.
Well, they only have themselves to blame here, because if you flip the Minnesota game with Mike White, where they had the ball in the red zone 18,000 times, even if they lose that last night, they're still in the thing. But, Gil, it's just like, it is incredible how bad this kid ended up being. Now, when they made the pick in the draft last year, I wanted Fields at number two. Zach Wilson's numbers were put up against terrible teams in the pandemic season, where BYU only played one good team, and that was Coastal Carolina, and Coastal Carolina shut him down. So I'm not surprised that that it's not going well. He can't play another snap for this team now. You got benched and outplayed by a dude who the only other time we saw him play in the NFL was week 17 of 2020 against the Rams, and that might have been the worst quarterbacking performance that I had seen at that point in my life.
Was he with the Cardinals?
He was
at that
point? Cardinals. He came in for Kyler Murray, who got hurt.
You know, I remember that. We were doing primetime action, and when Murray got hurt, the three of us looked around. I was like, who's their backup?
Right.
And we were like, who? Streveler? What?
Right. Well, remember, that was a win and in game for both Arizona and the Rams. John Wolford started the game for the Rams. Streveler played for Arizona, and the Rams won, and actually won a playoff game the following week in Seattle. But, Gil, since the Jets had last made the playoffs, which was the 2010 season, okay, here are the quarterbacks that have started games or played some extensive time, like last night with Streveler: Sanchez, McElroy, Geno Smith, Michael Vick. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, Bryce Petty.
Sure.
Josh McCown.
Yes.
Darnold, Luke Falk, Trevor Siemian, Flacco, Zach Wilson, Mike White, and now Streveler.
So what you're trying to say is not really a murderer's row.
No, not really. But here's the ridiculous part of this. Other than the Luke Falk starts, which the Jets in those two games just, I'm fairly certain had less than 200 yards offense between those two games against New England and Philadelphia those in 2019. Is anyone worse than Zach Wilson at this point? And that's the damning thing of it all.
That's what Barnwell said. He's not getting better. He might be getting worse. And let me just say, Richard Sherman, and I know some people don't seem to like that panel after the game. I love that Amazon panel after the game. I thought they've made some great points over the years. Richard Sherman last night saying, when Mike White, remember when Mike White came in and beat up that Bears defense? People said, well, it's the Bears defense, and Zach Wilson kind of got the worst of it. By the way, let me raise my hand. I said that. Well, here you had the Jags D that's, what, bottom five in the NFL by basically any category? And Zach Wilson couldn't move him at all. Jets end up going from 7-4 to 7-8, four straight losses. Bengals clinch a playoff berth in the process. And in the end, even with Strebler's fine performance towards the end, the Jets end up with 10 total first downs in this game, 2 of 13 on third down, 1 of 5 on fourth, 227 total yards, which, by the way, is very cosmetic because it could have been far worse. Oh, and throw in 9 penalties for 64 yards as well. Jaguars now favorites to make the postseason and to win the AFC South. By the way, that was one thing that the panel said. They're like, well, Jaguars keep their playoff hopes alive. No, they're favored to make the playoffs at this point, even with their record being a half game behind the Titans heading into next week. Oh, my goodness. See what Dr. Bob has to say about his plays in the NFL. Week 16, maybe some college football bowl games. We know one thing. It'll be thorough. Christmas songs as well. Oh, the crew, Christmas presents are here as well. Come and get them from the VSiN store. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much, much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM, as always, for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly, and if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay, ladies and gentlemen, in for the vacation in Kelly Bidlin. Kelly Bidlin will be back next week, and the eggnog challenge with Kelly Bidlin, which will be truly disgusting, ladies and gentlemen, will be a week from today. Looking forward to that. Jeff, aren't you glad you don't have to do something like that? Is that wonderful?
I wouldn't disrespect my stomach in that regard.
Kelly has no issue doing that. None whatsoever.
Yeah, I just, with one nice sized glass of eggnog is a lot. And
well,
what is it?
Half a gallon in an hour, 25 minutes.
Man, if he had the whole show, I'd give him a shot. But hour 25, no.
He's got no shot.
He's not doing it.
$400. By the way, VSiN.com/store for all of your VSiN swag. The crew, all your presents are up here. Let me just give examples to the listeners of what the crew decided. Everybody could pick whatever they wanted in the VSiN store. Some of the things, I'll give a VSiN snapback cap was selected, Jeff. Sorry, you weren't part of this, Jeffrey Parlay. You know how this was. Just VSiN baby t-shirt. A numbers game alternate design t-shirt was selected. VSiN embroidered hat. Gillionaire Club t-shirt. The Matt Humans fast food rankings t-shirt was selected as well. It's one of the presents. Knit beanie with 3D VSiN logo and another Gillionaire Club t-shirt. All of those and more, part of the VSiN store, VSiN.com/store. Come and get it. Speaking of Christmas, Jeff, who doesn't love Christmas? What kind of person, I ask you, doesn't love Christmas? Do you know anyone?
Guy in the corner.
If you don't love Christmas, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you're doing life wrong. I just want to suggest that. Here, before we get to my top five Christmas jams of all time, which we do every year, here are the ones that are made honorable mention. Special shout out to Joe Pita and Chris Felica, who have been lobbing me on the waitress's Christmas wrapping for many years now. It finally gets its first numbers game mention, but it is in the honorable mention category. Waitress's Christmas wrapping. Ray Parker Jr., Christmas time is here. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is You. A lot of people are annoyed by the Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is You, but the male background vocals are just outstanding in that. And then David Bowie, Bing Crosby, the Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy mashup. Although I'm pretty sure Bing and David Bowie didn't call it a mashup back in the day. But all this is great. By the way, my ears are completely non-discriminatory. I listen without prejudice, Jeff Parlay. That's what I do. And here are your top five Christmas jams of all time as Dr. Bob waits in the wings, ladies and gentlemen. Number five. It's the only Christmas classic to make the list, remade by the Temptations, Silent Night. 6 minutes of Temptations falsetto singing the classic Silent Night. What I'm looking for in my top five Christmas jams of all time are the songs that transport me, I should say, into the Christmas spirit. I want to be in the middle of a mall. I want to be in the middle of a shopping mall on Christmas. I want Christmas to just soak all over me. Silent Night, Temptations, number five. Number four, New Edition. It's Christmas All Over the World Jam. Trust me. Listen to it. You'll thank me later. Number three. Now, here's where I'm going to let the hate wash over me, because I know people have issues with George Michael and Wham. But Last Christmas by Wham, I don't care what you say. Classic. Christmas classic from George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley. I wish we could play some of this, but I don't want Andrew Ridgeley coming after me. Last Christmas by Wham. Number two, Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time. Another one that seems to annoy some people. First couple notes of it. First couple synthesizer bangs, I'm in there. And number one, I will not be debated on this issue, Donny Hathaway, This Christmas. R&B Christmas Jam. It's your top five Christmas jams of all time. Please, let the hate wash over me. Give me your top five on Beating the Book, at Beating the Book on Twitter. Dr. Bob with us, ladies and gentlemen? Is he with us? The great Dr. Bob. Bob Stoll, everybody. Pioneer, even though he doesn't like that title, in using predictive analytics to predict the outcome of sporting events. He joins us now. Bob Stoll at Dr. Bob Sports, drbobsports.com. How you doing, Bob?
Doing fine. You know, if my wife had a vote, she loves the Kelly Clarkson Christmas album, the original, the first one.
Oh.
And there's some really good songs in that, and Kelly Clarkson has such a good voice.
Oh, she's unbelievable.
Trying to think of the song, what about Tiffany's, there's one song, Wrapped in Red, which is an original. She does a couple classics and then a bunch of songs that are originals. It's a really good album. So give that a listen and see if there's any of those that make your list next year.
I thought Bob was going to go Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis, but I guess I predicted incorrectly. No, I will vote.
No, you know, I'm also down with Wham. I think that's such a good song.
Outstanding.
That is a great song.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I know, Bob, but we're catching you off guard because we're in the middle of bowl season, and you're like, wait, we're doing a segment? Is there any
NFL? What's going on? The funny thing is, I have not had a bowl best bet yet. The first couple are coming up tomorrow, actually.
Ooh.
But you get my reports and my detailed report on every single game. So far, I should be betting every single game because so far the leans are doing particularly well, and I'm just sort of the leans are 5-2 so far. I've had one strong opinion, and that was the Boise State North Texas over, which cashed. But the best bets are coming, Bill. Okay. I mean, Gil. What's your name?
Did you just call me Bill? Bob, is that the first time in your life you just called me Bill?
What just happened? Yeah, I was just on the phone last night with my friend Bill. Maybe that's why. Not that you're not my friend.
Bob and I, who have spent maybe 5 bajillion hours together, just called me Bill just there for a second. I found that about bowl season thus far this year, too, right? And it's similar to other bowl seasons. It's certainly not unique to this one, but it has felt like, you know, the Fresno State, Oregon State, Air Force, like all those leans, all those games that we liked, or that I liked anyway, and that a lot of other people liked, have come through easy peasy. And then there was the South Alabama one, which they didn't show up. So it's really been a feast or famine thing. More feast, thankfully, thus far than famine. What are the two that you like tomorrow?
Oh, well, these are out of range, actually. I won't give some analysis on these, but these are now out of range. I bet the Houston-UL Lafayette game under 60.5 a while ago. that has been snapped up. The total is now 56.5.
So you would not play it at that number? You would not play it anymore?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I mean, you give a four points of line value is, you know, that's 60% right there. Through some key numbers, right? 60, 58, 57. The other one I played a couple weeks ago was the Wake Forest Missouri under 63, and that is down to 58.5. I wouldn't play that either.
All right.
So those are the two I have going tomorrow, and neither one applies currently. But
you like anything today?
I am known to have market influence, Gil.
Yes, I know you do. I know you do, Bob. Anything today that you like or no?
Is there a game today? Oh, in the NFL?
No, not the NFL. There's two bowl games today, Bob. What I'm assuming is...
Are you kidding me, Gil?
Yes, no, there are. We got Wake and Mizzou today.
Oh, those are today.
Yes.
See, I don't even know what day it is. Those games are today.
God. Bob, what's happening
to you? The
Houston
under and the Missouri. You know what? When there's a football game every single day,
yeah,
and I've got college basketball every single day, and it seems like every day is Saturday because there's a million games on Monday and Tuesday. I have no idea what day it is. And the kids are home. You know, I don't look at a calendar. I have no idea. But today is Friday.
Yes.
That's why I'm on with you. So, yes, those games are today, not tomorrow. The Houston under and the Wake Forest under. So, hopefully, more money in my bank account after the day. But that's it. As far as the sides, I didn't have anything on those.
Okay. Is there something moving forward in bowl season next week that you'd like to sort of share with us?
No. Let's go to the NFL.
Let's go to the NFL, Week 16. You do remember Week 16. What do you got there?
What's the marquee matchup this week?
What is the marquee
Dallas
matchup?
Philly.
Yeah, Dallas and Philly.
Dallas and Philly.
No Jalen Hurts, but yes.
So Jalen Hurts is out, and here's where the market went nuts. First of all, with Hurts playing, I'd have been on Philly plus 1.5 or whatever it was early in the week. That would have been a no-brainer bet for me. So then Hurts is, you know, out. He's rumored out, which happened to be the case. Now is the case. The line jumps to 6. Like, all right, well, I feel like Gardner Minshew is pretty solid. People just seem to think, like, you know, what's going on here? Like, Gardner Minshew, hey, let me give you some numbers on Gardner Minshew. He has been very good over the years. Let's see, he has 41 touchdowns and only 12 interceptions in his career. He's averaging, you know, 6.1 yards per pass play. Not great, but not like a normal backup who's averaging 5 yards pass play. He's not going to be that big of a drop-off. And considering that, coming into this season, Minshew's career expected points added per play was only 1.4 points per game less than Jalen Hurts' EPA per play coming into this year. Now, given all the extra weapons that Philadelphia has, Browns in particular, at wide receiver, you would think that Minshew would benefit from that just as much as Jalen Hurts would. So we're not talking about a huge... Jalen Hurts this year compared to Minshew in his career, yeah, bigger difference than that. But Jalen Hurts coming into this year versus Minshew career, only a 1.4 point difference in the passing number, you know, in EPA per play. It's not a huge difference. I think Minshew's going to enjoy the same cast of supporting, you know, skilled players that has made Jalen Hurts so much better this year.
Hey, Bob, hang out for a second. We'll have you on after the break. Bob's just warming up, ladies and gentlemen. More Bob Stoll on the other side. Dr. Bob, it's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
College bowl season is here, and VSiN has you covered. We have picks, spreads, and totals for every single bowl game. Head to VSiN.com and check out all our bowl betting coverage while you're there. Now's a great time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber for only $79. You get access to everything we do from now through the big dance. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. We had tweets at Beating the Book. Joe Abraham checking in with his top five list. He also had Bing Crosby, David Bowie on his. I had them in honorable mention with the Little Drummer Boy mashup. Edward Lefevre, Gil loved your list, but Happy Christmas War is over. John Lennon would make mine. Jack Eureka, 100% correct. Last Christmas is forever a holiday jam, but my teenage years spent in a grocery store that played Wonderful Christmas Time on a loop has me forever scarred. Opening notes are solid, but that chorus, oh my God. Mike Rouse, I think Dr. Bob has been drinking some spoiled eggnog this morning. Man, Al Giannis, I think Dr. Bob might be tripping like Scottie Pippen. Teasers and parlays. Today is Friday, which is why I'm on with you. Always love Dr. Bob's segment on a numbers game. That's how Bob figures out things. He's like, oh, it's Friday. That means I'm on with Gil. And this is from Mike, 4561. Merry Christmas, Gil, all the VSiN staff. Thanks for making a bitter Chicago -8 degrees. A bitter Chicago morning enjoyable. We do what we can. If we have any part in making your day better with that kind of temperature, we appreciate it. As of course, Jeff and I did weather on the ones yesterday on the show to start with all the inclement weather going around the country, how it affects football. By the way, Chris Valica texting in, what is his best bet? I said, who, Bob? He goes, yes, Bill. That's what Felica just texted. Dr. Bob rejoins us once again. Bob, you're making the case for the Eagles? Is that what we're getting at here?
I think so. First of all, is spiked eggnog at 7 a.m. not acceptable? I don't understand what's so wrong about that.
Yeah, well, we see the effects, Bob. We see the effects.
Apparently. Maybe I should cut off. That off. Anyway, yes, my play is on Philly. I'm just getting to that. So the whole point is Minshew coming into this year was not that much, a point and a half worse than Hurts through his career coming into the season, and the extra weapons that Philadelphia has added, which has helped Hurts, will also help Minshew. Certainly has better supporting staff here than he had in Jacksonville. So Minshew, solid as a backup. The running portion of it all, that's going to be hurt a little bit. Minshew can run. I mean, he's known to run. He's had 105 runs in his career, averaging close to 5 yards a run. That's not as good as Hurts. And the running backs will probably be affected negatively, too, because the defense is not going to be as focused on Minshew keeping the ball in read option as they would be for Hurts. But then again, Miles Sanders is averaging 5.2 yards per run this season, averaged 4.9 yards per run on 343 runs in 2 years before Hurts got there. So Miles Sanders was a good running back before, and he'll probably drop back to that 4.9 range instead of the 5.2 this year. But it's not a huge difference in overall running. I mean, just the Hurts component is taken out. So basically, I think it's about a 3.5 point difference total, 3 point difference in the market moved 4.5 points originally. But I would have been on Philadelphia anyway because there's value in other areas on this team. First of all, Dallas with their great pass rush didn't really affect the Eagles the first time they met. And the Eagles have the number one pass blocking line in the entire league. They ran right at the strength of the pass rush last time. They could still do that. So I do think there's some matchup things that help. But getting Dallas Goedert back certainly helps. He was leading the league in success rate for tight ends before he got injured, and he's coming back this week. So that's going to help. I think there's just a lot of things that really help here, matchup-wise for Philadelphia. And my ratings like them being a much better team than Dallas coming into this game before the injury news. So I like Philly here, and I would not be surprised if they win straight up. I mean, I think the line should be maybe Dallas by 1.5 or so.
Okay, so at the current number of 4.5, still you like the Eagles plus 4.5.
I would still take it.
Okay.
I would still take it, yes.
All right. And you have one more that you like for us as well in the NFL.
Yeah, I won't talk too much on this one. Hold on, let me take a sip of my eggnog.
Bob, you take as long as you need. It's been a rough morning for you, so you just take it at your pace.
Yeah, I'll tell you, my kids are home from school, and that's just got me all off my game. I like Green Bay over Miami. I took it at plus 5.5. The market has agreed it's down to 3.5. I still think there's some value on Green Bay at plus 3.5. The young receivers are coming around, Gil. Christian Watson hardly got targeted the first 9 weeks of the season, just over 2 targets a game. But Aaron Rodgers likes Watson now. He's averaged 6.5 targets a game since week 10. And, he's third in the league in EPA per play targeting Watson since then. And the Packers' offense has been much, much better since they started targeting Watson more. And that's just the trust thing, I think. And So I like what the young receivers are coming around. So the offense is looking better in general. Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon are good catching balls out of the backfield, which they did last week. And the Dolphins ranked 25th in the league in defending running backs out of the backfield. So that's a good matchup for Green Bay as well. And Aaron Rodgers has no problem taking what the defense gives him. So I think they'll see a lot of action again this week. So I just think it's a good situation. You know, Jalen Waddle for Miami is leading the league in expected points added per target. Jair Alexander is a pretty darn good cornerback, though, and he's going to be shadowing Waddle, I believe. So that should be neutralized, and Tua is going to have to find somewhere else to get his big plays. So I just think it's a good matchup for Green Bay. I've upgraded Green Bay in my ratings in recent weeks as the young receivers have developed. And I think it's another situation where Miami should be, maybe a 1.5 point favorite, and you're getting 3.5. So I still like Green Bay at plus 3.5.
Dr. Bob, ladies and gentlemen, likes the Eagles, likes the Packers, plus the points. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it, man. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to you.
Dr. Bob, everybody. drbobsports.com at drbobsports. Bob was trying to make jokes there at the end, too, Jeff. You see in between the two games? Jeff Parlay, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, let's go to this poll, because we won't be able to fit it into one segment. So let's go to this poll that was taken yesterday. Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network. We saw this with Tim Bontemps in the NBA, too, where he, did a straw poll, and tried to suss out who the MVP in the NBA would be. And remember, that was sort of your confirmation that it would be Nikola Jokic again. Well, Tom Pelissero did it with 26 high-ranking NFL executives, 15 of whom were general managers. And he did it for a bunch of awards. And I just want to start here with MVP and Offensive Player of the Year. So MVP, Patrick Mahomes got 16 of the 26 total votes. Jalen Hurts a distant second at 6.5. And then you see Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Justin Jefferson just getting a 2-1.5 vote there, just sort of on the board. But Jalen Hurts way behind Patrick Mahomes in this vote. Now, again, here's the thing with this. Do we know this to be the gospel? We do not. But might it be indicative of how the actual MVP vote will go? And remember, it's only 50 people with votes for the MVP. Might it be more indicative of the true market than what we as sports bettors, being as close to the sun and as talking about it, you know, talking about it as we do each and every week, might this be more indicative than we think? And if we could juxtapose this, before you chime in here, Jeff, if we could juxtapose this one more against the Offensive Player of the Year, because remember, these two awards are pretty much in tandem. Whoever doesn't get the MVP becomes sort of propped up in Offensive Player of the Year. Look at the straw poll of NFL executives, 26 of them, 15 of whom are GMs, all anonymous, by the way, because they want to keep their, you know, complete honesty involved in this. Offensive Player of the Year, Justin Jefferson, Jeff, 13.5 of the 26 votes goes to Justin Jefferson, who very well looks like he'll break the NFL season record in receiving yardage this year. 13.5. Mahomes the distant second at 6. Tyreek at 2.5 votes. We would have thought Tyreek and Justin Jefferson would have been much more similar than that. Jalen Hurts, 2. Josh Allen, 1. Travis Kelce and Joe Burrow each getting 0.5 of vote. So the big takeaway for me from that, and again, couching it by saying, we don't know if it's going to manifest or not, but the biggest takeaway perhaps is the fact that I was going around, and we were going around, Jeff, is saying, if Jalen Hurts isn't going to win the MVP, then surely they'll give him the Offensive Player of the Year, right? Because they can't shut him out of both. Well, this indicates that he will get shut out of both. And I don't want to hear about the fact that it's probably the injury, because for all we know, he's missing one game. You can't not win these because of just one game of injury. Does that surprise you some, that Jalen Hurts is that far down?
You know, this was with executives, not media members, correct?
Yes.
I think that's kind of why that's the case.
Why?
I think people around the league respect the great, like, work in the league, are going to be more poised to go with the player they think is the best player in the league, more so than what I think media members look at the MVP race at, which, yes, it's supposed to be the best player in the league that year, or quote-unquote most valuable, but I'm not overly surprised. I mean, again, the Mahomes narrative is kind of screwy at this point. Mahomes last week at 36 completions on 41 attempts, and the narrative is, oh, my God, the Chiefs almost lost to the Texans.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not surprised Jalen Hurts isn't first in either.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm surprised that he's not even close in either.
I'm not overly surprised at that.
Wow, yeah. I am.
I'm surprised at how big of a walk away.
You're a calmer guy than I am.
The defensive player of the year, which we'll talk about later, that's the one that surprises me.
Oh, I think there's a bunch of surprises coming up. And I think coach of the year will open some eyes as well. We'll get into that a little more. Chris Felica, leader in the Circa Friday Football Invitational, joins us next. Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Attention, BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Well, here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when you sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Then, once your friend signs up, makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement at BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credit expires in 30 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi or Nevada. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback, as always. This is from Touchdown Jesus talking about the Dr. Bob segment, Jeff. He says, today is tomorrow if you were talking yesterday, and tomorrow, today will be yesterday. It's a discombobulated Bob. Was Trip Tepper. Was that Bob Stoll or his cousin Eddie after Alter Ego? Bill Stoll on that segment. This is from Bruce Dobiggin. Anything by Darlene Love, Christmas songs. Forced to choose, go with Phil Spector produced. It's old school for Bruce Dobiggin and the Christmas songs. Matt Caffey, with his Christmas list, he included Andrea Bocelli d'Este Fidelis. Oh, my goodness. It's very creative. And FX Man 242, my questionable 80s sensibilities demand Band-Aid. Do they know it's Christmas? Yes. Good call. Good call as well. 3Jack H3131 showing us his Justin Jefferson Offensive Player of the Year ticket. Good on you, man. What odds do you have here? Oh, 25-1 on those. Well done. According to the executives, that's what it will be. That doesn't surprise me that he's winning. Again, that Jalen Hurts ain't close on anything. The Better Life has tweeted out, said my good friend Gil Alexander used to provide 26 hours of betting content per week in the NFL, including 6 hours on Thursdays. He recently mentioned this gauntlet of programming on a numbers game, so I thought I'd share this story once again. He tweeted that out on his YouTube clip, so I appreciate that. And the Christmas jams keep on coming. Chris Felica joins us, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Bear, still at ESPN, about to be at Fox on video. And the leader, ladies and gentlemen, the leader in
Tied. Well, I guess I got the tiebreaker, right?
You got the tiebreaker. That's why I'm calling you the leader in the Matt Eumanns Medical Marvel Circa Friday Football Invitational for $25,000. First of all, Chris, 3 weeks left. Let's do this. Come on, man.
I know. I'm still bitter. I should be up at least one, if not two, to be honest. I had both the Jets and the Bucks on Sunday, two dead nut right sides. Neither of them got there. So I could be in a better position than I am now. And had I gotten those, I would have got a 6-1 week in the Nugget and would easily be in the top 10 in that contest as well. But got to play the hand you're dealt, and we got to bounce back this week.
Jeff, write that down. Dead nut right sides. Dead nut right sides for Chris on Sunday.
Add that to your verbiage there.
Well, so let me ask you about this, though, with the contest. Five picks now. Obviously, we're in bowl season and we're in the NFL. Are these all NFL at this point?
No, you can play bowl games through the following Thursday.
Okay.
So like if I wanted to play the guaranteed rape bowl in Phoenix on Tuesday, which I don't want to do, I could. But somebody might like Oklahoma State or Wisconsin or the total there and get down on that. So, yeah, we can play bowl games through next week. So I'll be taking a look at that. That's the benefit. I actually had to confirm that with Matt to make sure that I was on the right mindset there.
Sorry.
And I'm actually going to be on with Matt tonight as well. So
nice.
Tune on in. That's when I'll get out my picks.
Maddie, who was kind enough to join us on the Megapod yesterday as well. He looked like he had a wonderful time, didn't he, Jeff? No, not so much. Not a wonderful time, didn't he? I hope it wasn't too painful for him. So let me just ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was going to bring something up about what you were talking about with Jeff with the Pellicero column and
yes.
the article about the
– Yes.
What I would like to say is – I think it was Jeff that was talking about it was media members vote or – who do the media members normally talk to behind the scenes?
That was going to be my point later.
To get their information, the front office people. Mm-hmm. So I think this might be a little bit truer than the contrarian side being like, okay, maybe this isn't as real. This is probably a pretty good feel and lean as to how these things ultimately are going to play out.
Yeah, I agree. And we'll see in Coach of the Year, because I made the comment the other day. I was like, look, I don't think Ron Rivera is going to win Coach of the Year. I go, but any world, right, where Dan Campbell's plus 175 and Brian Daboll's 30-1 and Ron Rivera's not even on the sheet is a bizarro, too close to the sun betting world. And sure enough, as we'll see when we get to Coach of the Year, I'm exactly right about that. Like, it just, that's just not
exactly.
reality, right? So, back to the contest for a second. I want you to answer this honestly, because I'm not going to.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah. I love when you chime in on other stuff. I'm not going to ask you for picks because I don't want to put you at any competitive disadvantage. But what means more to you? You just signed a big old Fox contract. I think people know that. They can assume that. This $25,000, does a $25,000 mean more to you, or does it having this title and beating these other handicappers, does that mean more
having
to you?
Having the title, absolutely having the title.
Yes.
The money obviously is great and it's awesome, and if I wind up winning, I certainly will take that check autographed by Mr. Stevens and happily deposit it. But to beat the likes of the handicappers that are in this contest and just kind of Maddie being kind enough to invite me in it and to win and have your name atop that's pretty damn cool. It's the bragging rights and the little old me actually did this and beat out the Paul Stones and the Chuck Edels and all those guys. I mean, that's the freaking cool.
Now, just between you and me, because there's nobody else listening here, Chris, mm-hmm. This is just us.
Yeah.
Who's the person you really want to beat? Like, who's the guy that you really want to just stick it to? No, nobody.
I don't want to stick it. I want to stick it to all 15 of them.
Okay.
I like everybody there. That's the thing. That's what makes it such a fun contest is that we all, I think, are kind of in this together, and we're all trying to help people throughout the week win. And here we are on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, trying to beat each other's brains in and rooting against each other's picks. You should have seen me on I guess it was Monday when the Marshall UConn game was going on, and I knew Chuck Edel had under and Marshall. Like, I was living and dying. Like, please let there be 42 points scored in this game. And sure enough, we got there. So at least he went 1-1. So it's fun to root against other people's picks too, of course.
Okay, so without giving away your picks, let's just mm-hmm. get some insight from you. We did this earlier this week, but as far as today, as I recall, you like Louisiana plus the points today against Houston?
I did, yeah. And again, I know Toon and Tank Dell are supposedly playing, but I just didn't like the direction of this Houston team. I thought they would be much better going into the year, so maybe there's a little bias I have against them, being that they disappointed me this year. But at the same time, you look at Deanna Holgerson's track record in some of these bowl games. He's been favored 5 times in bowls, lost 4 of them outright. If you look at how he's done against the spread in bowl games, maybe there's something about the way he gets his teams prepared for bowls. And I think Louisiana, defensively, they're not bad. I listening to Dr. Bob, I think he liked the under as well as a certain number. And I know that number has moved, but I actually do like Louisiana today.
Okay,
is not going to be in the contest. So
which is not
like
going to be in the contest.
I'm hiding anything, and then, right? So it's not like I'm hiding anything.
And then the Mizzou fighting Jeff parlays. Anything in that game today?
I don't like that game. I wonder if Wake is the right side though. Like if Missouri, that game against Arkansas was kind of their last stand. They've got a massive number of opt-outs, and the way Coach Drink like didn't want to play Kansas in a bowl game, like it makes me kind of wonder, like if he sees the writing on the wall as to what kind of effort and performance might be coming this week. So, push comes to shove, I would play Wake, but it's certainly not anything that I'm super super passionate about.
All right, so we got 90 seconds here without giving mm-hmm. away your NFL picks. What are the games you're considering? From what pool of games are you considering? What are the leans right now?
I'm looking maybe at a Seattle, Kansas City. I know a lot of people aren't necessarily going to want to get involved in that game. It's hard because you don't know the weather and how cold and miserable it's going to be throughout the country. But I think a lot of people are down on Kansas City right now in the way they played the last couple of weeks and letting some teams hang around in games, and curious to see how Seattle and maybe if Kansas City decides to run the ball this week. So Seattle, Kansas City might be something.
It's very cagey. Yes. Very cagey words.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I think if you look at, again, I don't know if I'm going to want to get involved in the game, but Detroit, Carolina, it appears that the world is on Detroit. I think it's a dangerous spot for Detroit personally. So whether I take Carolina or not, I don't know. I mean, Detroit should have lost to the Jets.
The main thing, and I'll stop you there. The main thing is you're at the top, so there's not a lot of game theory for you. You're just going to pick what you think is going to win at this point, right, Chris?
Correct. Exactly. That's the great thing about being where I am. So I could see myself taking Carolina. And by the way, I got to add one other Christmas record. Anything John Denver and the Muppets, you got to put on there as well.
John Denver and the Muppets, he threw it. All right. Thanks.
Great music.
All right. Thanks for not calling me Bill, Chris. I appreciate it, man.
You're welcome, buddy.
Chris Velika, the Bear, good luck. I hope he wins. I hope he takes it down. The Friday Football Circa Invitational with Matt Humans. Coming back with Mike Craig from Right Angle Sports.